Page 23. Don't let this happen to you. Take the following precautions. Concentrate. Keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel at all times. Also, keep your body alert. Sit straight but relaxed. Look in the direction that you want to go. Set or adjust the controls on the vehicle and other devices as soon as you get in the car and before you begin driving. Do not use a cell phone. Anticipate the traffic and environment around you by searching ahead and checking your rear view mirrors often. Maintain a space cushion around your vehicle. Make sure there is enough room ahead of your vehicle and behind it.
Drowsy driving. Constant yawning, head nodding, heavy eyelids, difficulty remembering the last few miles driven, missing road signs or exits, unplanned lane changes, driving off the road, or hitting rumble strips are all signs of drowsy driving. Driving while you are sleepy increases your crash risk as you struggle to process complex information coming from different places at once. You may make careless driving decisions, have trouble paying attention, or actually fall asleep while driving. Right column. To avoid drowsy driving, get plenty of quality sleep before a trip. Avoid alcoholic beverages and heavy foods. Beware of medications that can impair your driving ability. Limit long-distance driving. Stop at least every 2 hours for rest. Stop at a safe place and take a nap. As little as 10 to 20 minutes of sleep can make a big difference. If possible, drive with a companion and switch drivers when necessary. Always let a well-rested person drive. Avoid driving from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. Rolling down a window, chewing gum, turning up the radio, or consuming caffeine, energy drinks, or other stimulants do not prevent drowsy driving and are not reliable methods for staying awake. Drowsy driving is a type of impaired driving and puts the driver and everyone else on the roadway at risk for harm. If you observe a drowsy driver, find a safe place to stop or ask a passenger to call law enforcement. Be able to describe the location, vehicle, and actions you observed.
Drinking and driving. Legally, drivers age 21 or older are considered to be driving under the influence, DUI, if your blood alcohol content, BAC, is 0.08% or higher. If your driving is impaired, you can be convicted of driving under the influence with a BAC lower than 0.08%. If under age 21, you can be convicted of illegal consumption of alcohol if your BAC is at least 0.02 but less than 0.08. If your BAC is 0.08 or higher, you could be convicted of a DUI. If your driving is impaired because you are under the influence of any drug, you may face the same penalties as driving under the influence of alcohol. Researchers estimate that between the hours of 10 p.m. and 2 a.m., 3 out of every 10 drivers are drunk. More than one-third of these drivers have been drinking at someone else's home. Nearly 50% of the drivers arrested for DUI are social to moderate drinkers. Don't think that it won't happen to you. In your lifetime, there's a 50-50 chance that you'll be involved in an alcohol-related crash. Just one alcoholic drink can affect your driving ability, because even a small amount of alcohol affects the brain's functions, particularly vision, judgment, and coordination. Because alcohol affects your judgment and driving ability, your chances of being in a crash are 7 times greater if you drive after drinking than if you drive sober. 12 ounces of beer is the same as a shot of liquor or a 5-ounce glass of wine. Only time can decrease intoxication. Coffee, cold showers, or exercise will not sober you up. Page 24. Alcohol-related crashes are not accidents. They can be prevented. The only way to avoid the risk of drinking and driving is to decide before you start drinking that you are not going to drive. Remember, alcohol affects judgment. Making the decision not to drive is a lot more difficult after one or two drinks. Drive to social events in groups of two or more, and have the driver agree not to drink. Combining alcohol with other drugs usually multiplies the effects of both. It can have a disastrous effect on your ability to drive. One drink taken when you are on another drug, even an aspirin or allergy or cold medicine, could have the same effect on your driving ability as drinking several alcoholic beverages. Almost any drug can reduce your ability to drive safely. It's not just illegal drugs that cause problems. Many over-the-counter medications and prescription drugs for headaches, hay fever, colds, allergies, or nervous conditions can cause drowsiness and dizziness. This includes syrups, drops, sprays, pills, and tablets. They often affect driver alertness and slow reaction time. Read the label before taking any drug or medicine. Look for warnings about side effects. If you're uncertain about the effects of a drug, ask your pharmacist or doctor for advice. Remember that while the effects may vary among users, no drug is harmless.
Traffic crashes. If you are involved in a traffic crash, you must stop at the scene of the crash or as close to the scene as possible without blocking traffic. Drivers must move vehicles from the road immediately. If the vehicles are able to be moved, no one is injured, and the driver is capable of safely doing so. Give any help you can if someone is injured. Do not attempt to move an injured person from a wrecked vehicle unless you have the necessary medical training or there is an immediate danger such as a fire. Report the crash to the police as quickly as possible. Motor vehicle crashes involving property damage, personal injury, or death must be reported to the police.
Right column.
Exchange information with other people involved in the crash as soon as possible. Be sure to get the following information. Name, address, and driver's license number of other drivers. License plate numbers of other vehicles. Name and address of anyone who was injured. Name and address of each witness. Name, address, and insurance policy number of other vehicle owners. Notify your insurance company immediately. Law enforcement officers are required to forward a written crash report to DMV when a traffic crash results in injury or the death of any person or total property damage is in excess of $1,500. All crash information will be recorded on the DMV records of each driver involved in the crash. You must make a reasonable effort to find the owner of an unattended vehicle or other property damaged in a crash. If you cannot locate anyone, leave a note that can be found easily at the scene of the crash. Include your name, telephone number, the date and time of the crash, and a description of the damage. You must also report the crash to the police within 24 hours.
Deer hazards. Thousands of deer vehicle crashes take place in Virginia each year, resulting in fatalities, injuries, and costly vehicle damage. To avoid hitting a deer, be alert at dusk and dawn, especially in the fall. Slow down if you see a deer near or crossing the road. Deer frequently travel in groups. There are likely more deer nearby. Use the horn to scare deer away. If a collision with a deer or other animal is unavoidable, do not swerve. Brake firmly, stay in your lane, and come to a controlled stop. If you hit a deer, report it to law enforcement.
Page 25, left column. Traffic stops. If you are stopped by a police officer, remain calm. Pull your vehicle to the side of the road in a safe location and park. Turn on your flashers. If you are pulled over at night, turn on your vehicle's interior lights. Turn off your engine, radio, and any other device that could block communication with the officer. Roll down your window so that you can communicate with the officer. An officer may approach your vehicle on the driver or passenger side for safety reasons. Keep your safety belt fastened and ask your passengers to keep their belts fastened. Stay in your vehicle. Do not get out unless the officer asks you to. Keep your hands in plain view, preferably on the steering wheel. Ask your passengers to keep their hands in plain view also. Do not make any movement that will make the officer think you are hiding or reaching for something. Carry proper identification, a valid driver's license, proof of vehicle registration, and proof of insurance. If the officer asks for these documents, tell him where they are and reach for them slowly, keeping one hand on the steering wheel. If the officer is driving an unmarked car or is not in uniform, you may ask to see his or her identification. Answer the officer's questions fully and clearly. If you disagree with the officer, do not discuss your point of view at this time. You will have your chance to make your case in court. You will be asked to sign the citation. Sign the citation. This is not an admission of guilt. Refusal to sign the citation may result in your arrest, or you may be required to go to the police station.